This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in Washington, the White House is refusing any effort to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump, calling it unconstitutional. A White House lawyer sent an 8-page protest letter to House Democratic leaders, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who are looking into whether Mr. Trump broke the law by urging Ukraine to investigate Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House is calling the Democrats' impeachment inquiry illegitimate and says it will not cooperate. The Constitution gives the House the sole power of impeachment, but gives little guidance on how to go about that. So now there's a fight over just what the founders meant. The White House argues the current process is a farce because Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not call an official vote to move ahead with the inquiry. But again, the Constitution does not call for a vote. And a House Judiciary Committee lawyer says the House gets to set its own rules. As the wording battle plays out, the White House is essentially declaring war by saying no administration officials or information will be available. Democrats say they could then write an article of impeachment on obstruction of justice. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia's Justice Ministry today branded opposition leader Alexei Navalny's nonprofit foundation a foreign agent. Navalny quickly denounced the move, saying Russian authorities fear his foundation because it's uncovered evidence of corruption in the Kremlin. Further, he charged that Russian President Vladimir Putin relies on the power of thieves, bribe-takers, and corrupt officials. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry is being shared by three men who are credited with changing people's lives with their work on lithium-ion batteries. The winners are John Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittington, and Akira Yoshino. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey warns that its military is ready to strike across the border into Syria to battle Kurdish forces Ankara sees as terrorists. These are the same troops tied to the successful effort to eliminate the self-declared caliphate of the Islamic State. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government says its military, together with the Free Syrian Army, will cross the Syrian frontier shortly. The Kurds, for their part, are doing what they can to prepare for what lies ahead. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Kurds mobilize in Syria as Turkey is poised for an imminent attack. A Kurdish-led civilian administration has issued a general mobilization call along the border with Turkey as Ankara masses troops ahead of a likely invasion. The local Kurdish authority, known as the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria, says we will call upon our people of all ethnic groups to move towards areas close to the border with Turkey to carry out acts of resistance during this sensitive historical time. It also called on the international community to live up to its responsibilities as a humanitarian catastrophe might befall our people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno has for now moved his government to the southern city of Guayaquil, forced by violent protests out of the capital, Quito. Moreno ordered an overnight curfew after demonstrators stormed a government building in Quito on Tuesday, and police used tear gas to chase them off. Indigenous groups are leading the protests, calling on Moreno to reverse an austerity policy they say will deepen economic inequality in the country. Here's Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy.
Moreno has said the measure was necessary to rein in an immense fiscal deficit, inherited from his leftist predecessor, who he accuses of seeking a coup with the help of Venezuela's President Maduro, a claim they both deny. Protesters here are demanding Moreno step down, saying they're urgently seeking a new president. Moreno responded Tuesday night, saying under no circumstance will he resign for making what he called the right decisions for the country. The cuts are part of a multi-billion dollar loan deal with the International Monetary Fund. And the government has said it's open to mediation from the United Nations or the Catholic Church to quell the worst unrest the country has seen in years.
That was Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy. Back in the U.S., Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he'll soon return to the campaign trail as he continues his recovery from a heart attack a week ago. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Sanders said he will modify his campaign load, but that he intends to actively stay in the race to challenge President Trump in 2020. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.